Today on the Profitable Tradie podcast, Pete was making $14 million in revenue, but he had no investments to show for it, no personal wealth creation strategy, and really nothing to show for all his hard work. What's the point of working hard if you don't set yourself up, you know, financially? Business owners don't understand that the investing journey of a business owner is different from those with a job or on wages.
This is lessons from the horse's mouth. It's not financial advice, all right?
Having lots of money, it helps. It doesn't make your life perfect. Not having money does create a massive amount of stress.
What are some ways that we can build that wealth?
That is an incredible return on investment.
If you told me, hey, give me 100 grand, I'll give you 350 back, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
That's right, you'd be wanting to print the money. As a business owner, you can get asymmetric returns on your investment because you can create leverage.
Compounding interest, the eighth wonder of the world, right?
It's nuts. And often a lot of the books about investing, they're not really for business owners, and this is different. Tune into this episode where we talk through how to approach investing as a business owner so you can take advantage of the unique opportunities that being a business owner affords. You're listening to the Profitable Tradie podcast, where every week we help you make more money, get your time back, and make life and business a whole lot more fun. Join us as we transform your plumbing, electrical, or similar service business into a successful operation. Don't miss a beat. Hit the follow button. Let's get started. Welcome to the Profitable Tradie podcast. Tony Fraser-Jones here, tuning in with my co-host Phil Smith.
Good to be here, mate. Always good.
Yeah, I'm excited about today's episode. This is a topic I love talking about. What are we into today, man?
Well, we're talking about how business owners are motivated to get ahead financially. So, you know, we work hard on our business, trying to get ahead, and often try our hands at some property development, maybe real estate investing. We get frustrated with projects or investments that don't work out the way that we thought. Or we do property projects through our business because it feels like we can get things done on the cheap. Or we get excited about investing, but we don't know where to start. Or we get stuck between investing money into our business or other investments. Or we just get so busy that we just never really get around to investing at all.
And investing is incredibly important because building wealth is what creates freedom. And obviously, you know, your business is potentially a way to help you do that. And this podcast really is a discussion of a bunch of real life lessons that I've learnt, lots of stubbed toes along the way, and that other savvy tradies and contractors who've done really well through property and investing and other wealth building strategies, the lessons that they've learnt and that I really want to share, because I think this is powerful. You know, we're in a unique position as a business owner to invest well, but I think it's a different process, a different journey than, you know, maybe people are on wages or on salary. And often a lot of the books about investing, you know, for those people, they're not really for business owners, and this is different.
Yeah.
And right at the outset, I need to say that we're not financial advisors. Don't treat us like that. That's a cop-out. You know, what's that, some sort of disclaimer thing? So that's what that is.
But we still got to put it there, right?
We still got to put it there.
This is lessons from the horse's mouth. It's not financial advice.
That's exactly right. But it is important stuff, and I think you'll find this super, super helpful as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you got a story to kick us off.
A real-life story of one of our members who joined our program, our Million Dollar Tradie program recently. His name's Pete. He's a plumber. He's actually based in New South Wales in Australia. He's been running his own business for you know, a few years now. And over the last 12 years, Pete's business is actually, its revenue has been over $14 million, which sounds impressive. You know, it's not a huge business, but he's been making some good headway. But here's the kicker. You know, he said at the end of his last financial year, he actually sat down with his accountant to go over the books. And that's when the reality really hit him, like $14 million worth of revenue has gone through the business. But he actually realized he hadn't built any proper personal wealth. There was no investment properties, you know, limited superannuation, hadn't really got serious about that. There was no buffer in the bank. He's got a nice ute, he had a nice boat, but a bunch of long hours and not a lot else. You know, he had a house for himself, which is largely paid off, but that was all. Mm. And all that hard work, you know, pushed the money through the business, but I haven't really set myself up outside of the business, and that was a big wake-up call for him. And part of the reason we're running this pod today is because of that conversation. I think it's an important conversation that probably a lot of people listening have had, or maybe they should be having, because you do want to set yourself up. What's the point of working hard if you don't set yourself up, you know, financially? And obviously investing is a big part of that.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think if we don't have an investing strategy, we can run into some pretty big downsides.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you're not savvy with investing, you're always going to have to work to make money. I mean, the purpose of investing is to set yourself up so that you've got assets and cash flow that you know, can support you, and you're not having to work for the man all the time. And also, if you're not investing, you know, you can basically just be at the mercy of the success of your business for the whole of your life, which can be really stressful. And you'll never really experience true financial freedom, which is important. You know, you can make good profit right now, but you do want to do something with that to turn it into investing wealth, you know, future cash flow that takes the pressure off you as well. And honestly, a lot of people will work for decades, a lot of hard work, and they just won't have anything to show for it. And that's pretty demoralizing, particularly as you get closer to the end of things than the start of things. And you'll just be constantly stressed out about money. And you'll be forced to work past retirement age and really not have much to show for it. And that's very frustrating if you put a lot of effort into a business, which frankly does give you the opportunity to set yourself up pretty good if you do it properly.
Yeah, so we got to seize that opportunity. And I suppose, you know, with that, if we do have a good investing strategy outside of business and with our business, pretty big upsides.
There is. Well, you can set yourself up. So you can have money that's not dependent on the business, or you can have a business that isn't dependent on you. So you've basically got assets and cash flow that don't require you to put in a lot of effort every week. That's the key thing. So you can get out of the time for money trap is really what we're saying. So you've got those assets that are working for you that aren't requiring you to put in the 40 hours a week. That's the key. And you're no longer at the mercy of your business. Like, you're set up outside your business, and that creates a tremendous sort of sense of freedom. And it's exciting. And you will experience financial freedom, and you'll have some rewards for the hard work you've put in. That feels really cool. And you actually capture the asset value that you should create in your business as well. You know, it is an asset if you do it properly. And so that will happen. And that money stress is not there. You're actually able to live your life. Having lots of money, it helps. It doesn't make your life perfect. There's no doubt about that. But not having money does create a massive amount of stress. And it puts a lot of pressure on relationships, health, the whole thing. And so that's awesome if you don't have that. And you'll be able to retire. In fact, you'll probably be able to retire way sooner than you thought. Retirement's a bit of a weird one. It's not something that excites me. But for me, retirement has been able to do what I want to do on my terms. I'll keep working. I enjoy the purpose of it, the fun of it, the energy that comes from it. But I'm doing it on my terms, not because I have to. And that'll be your experience as well when you get this right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think probably the best way to go about this in my mind is, why don't I just kind of interview you, man? Because I know you've got, you know, a lot of experience in this area. So thought if I just tee up with some questions and let's hear it from the champ. Mate,
I'll try my best.
Yeah, so where do we start with this, man?
Well, I think the first thing is that, you know, you want wealth, which is really assets and cash flow that you don't have to spend hours a week working to generate. That's really the goal, that allow you freedom and flexibility to do the things that you enjoy with the people you love. That's the kind of end goal. And so that's the big picture. I think the thing from the discussion today is that the process to get there is different for a business owner. I mean, you don't have a salary and your income is not capped. And that's very important because people who are on salaried wages, their income is largely capped to the amount of time they spend. Now, some people are going to earn a lot more, but there's still a cap on it. The cool thing about business is that we really should use our business to generate cash so that then we can invest to build wealth. And that's the key thing. So there's a bunch in that.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, on that concept of building wealth, what are some ways that we can build that wealth?
Yeah, so big picture, there are, you know, I guess a few asset classes that you can use to build wealth. One is property, and I think we're all pretty familiar with that. You buy property, residential, commercial, maybe you do developments, you trade property, and you look for capital gain or you generate rent off it. So that's one. Precious metals, gold, silver, they're another class as well. Like, for example, gold has been an incredible investment class recently. Particularly with a lot of uncertainty in the economy, people want gold because it's precious, it's kind of has real value. There's businesses, you know, you invest in businesses to generate wealth. And we're business owners, so that's definitely an asset class that's important to us. And then there's shares and equities, which is buying, you know, companies on the stock exchange, there's funds, ETFs, a whole bunch of stuff that you can as well. So those are kind of the classes. But for me, the class that people don't talk about, or the most important asset really, is your income. It's your income that enables you to make money that then you can use for investing. So that's very important. So the bigger your income, the more money you're going to have to put into wealth creation assets, and therefore the more wealth that you're going to make. And here's the unfortunate thing for many business owners is that they are actually stuck in a break-even or worse position. Now, that's the sad reality. And maybe you're listening, you might be in that situation. You're just scraping by. And so wealth creation is not really a thing for you because you have no income. You have no disposable income, really. In fact, probably that's a better way to look at it is disposable income is the key to wealth creation.
Yeah.
Because you have to take some of your income and put it into investing. And if you're using everything just to keep the business going and it's just breaking even, then that's a big problem.
Yeah, well, if you're making nothing, you've got nothing to invest. So where would you start, you know, along this road if you're one of our listeners? Yeah.
For me, the thing about being a business owner is a slightly different strategy. I call it a focus strategy. And that means, particularly in the early days, the most important thing you can do for your wealth creation is to crank your business income. That's the smart play. Don't spread yourself too thin trying to be an expert at property and shares and everything else. Bitcoin. I bought a bit of Bitcoin recently.
Yeah, I know you have.
It's an emotional roller coaster. It's kind of fun. It's quite schizophrenic because it's all over the show. It's got multiple personalities. But
got to be a certain type of guy.
You do. So for me, the key thing to investing as a business owner is to get good at business first, to create a really strong flow of income so that you can invest in other assets. And so that means you've got to be good at business. That means that you need to understand your business financials. You know, what is the profit and loss? What are KPIs? How am I pricing my work? How do I grow my revenue? You know, how do I grow my profit? How do I grow my team? Because I need a bigger team to create a bigger business to actually create more profit.
Can't sell more if I can't execute more.
That's exactly right. So you need to know your numbers and really set yourself up for success with investing. So focus on creating a great business first. And that process might take some time. It might take a year, 2 years, 5 years. That's okay. But if you can create, you know, more excess income, then you've got more income to invest, which is going to help you set up for your wealth creation strategies later on. And if you think about this is what really buzzes me out as a business owner, is that the best return on investment you get for investing, bang for buck, will be from your business.
Yeah.
And if you think about, if you have $100,000 to invest and you put it in an interest-bearing account, you might be lucky to get 4%.
Mm.
Okay. Let's say you put in shares and equities. You'd probably be happy to get 10 or 15% consistently.
Yeah.
Which is a solid result.
You'd be happy with that.
You'd be happy with that. But here's the thing. Let's say you put $100,000 in to hire an estimator in your business. What would you expect to get from that person? Well, honestly, $500,000 worth of work would be the bare minimum.
Absolutely.
You'd be wanting $1 million.
Worth of extra work.
And if your margin's even, say, 35%, that's $350,000 in profit. That is an incredible return on investment.
Yeah, well, if you told me, hey, give me $100,000, I'll give you $350 back, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
That's right. You'd be wanting to print the money.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You'd be wanting to spend so much money.
And that's year on year as well.
That's exactly right. And so here's the thing. This is the great thing for business owners in investing. As a business owner, you can get asymmetric returns on your investment because you can create leverage. This is really important to understand. The salary wage earner, they can't get leverage because they can only spend another hour and they're limited what they can earn. You as a business owner are unlimited in what you can. You're limited by your own expertise, experience, and courage,
fear
to actually execute on decisions, because you can take your income from $100,000 a year to $200,000, to $500,000, to $1 million. We have people in our program doing $1.5-2 million profit and more.
We awarded about for a $3 million net profit, actually.
Yeah, just recently. So. Yeah. And so that's an asymmetric return. That's one person driving that return. Now, that person has so much more money to invest in other asset classes, shares, equities, precious metals, Bitcoin, whatever, that it's just not the same racetrack.
Hmm.
So asymmetric returns as a business owner, make advantage of that by making your business really strong, generating the income that's going to give you the fuel to actually grow your investment portfolio. That is the number one strategy for a business owner for me.
Yep.
And it's just an unbelievable opportunity that we all should be taking advantage of as a business owner, because the amount of income you make is important with investing. Now, don't get me wrong, what you do with the money is critical as well. And there are lots of people who are very wealthy who have, you know, worked as an employee, and they've got a solid financial habits, they save and they invest consistently. But there's no doubt if you can make $1 million a year and they're on $200,000 a year and you have the same habits, you will outperform them by a magnitude that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you take their habits and use your income and you're unstoppable.
Yeah, totally. So obviously first things first is that focus strategy, is focus on really making your business rock solid and profitable, because then we have way more leverage. So what do we do once we get to that point? We've built that solid level of income. Now what?
Yeah, great question. So once you've got, and this will vary for different people, you know, depending on situations, but once you're covering your living costs and you've got a solid surplus, maybe it's 50, 100K over what you need, then it's time to actually start thinking about diversification as well. And so that's a risk management strategy, because the reason there are different asset classes is you want to spread your risk, because, like, you don't want all your eggs in one basket. You know, a business, for example, if that's the only investment you have because it's your business, something could go wrong with that and you could get in trouble. So you do want to take some money off the table once you've generated solid business income. And that is looking at other asset classes. So it might be time to invest in property or shares or precious metals, whatever it is. That's how you start to build up your enduring wealth. And so you think about it as different buckets. You'll start putting money in different buckets so that you've got more irons in the fire than just one. And hey, in an investing journey, and this has happened to me, you definitely will lose money. I've done it many times. Very slow learner. I should have listened to Bronwyn a lot more and I would have been way more wealthy. But, you know, I haven't. But I'm fine because we've had different buckets, and sometimes a bucket just won't perform very well. But it's okay because you've got another bucket.
Not to mention the business sitting behind it, as we mentioned. You know, so you may lose some money, but you know there's more coming. It wasn't everything you had in the world. So
yeah. So that's you take money off the table from your business once that's set up well, put it in other areas. And that's like, well, okay, if the business doesn't work, I've got other stuff to look after me. And that's very important.
Yeah, and we've talked a bit about different asset classes. Obviously, your business is one of them. Could you talk more to that?
Yeah, well, one of the asset classes is your business. And as a business owner, funnily enough, you have a business. So what happens is often we don't realize the value of our business. So you want to set your business up as an asset and look to realize the full value of it. Perhaps it's a sale down the track. And so your business, every dollar of profit that it makes the business more valuable. And the way you value a business is really simple. You work at what the EBIT of the business is, or basically that's its profitability, its earnings, and then you multiply it by what we call a multiplier, which will give you a value for the business. And now, let's say your business is making a $500,000 profit over and above paying your salary. It's a pretty solid business. You've got a management team in place. Then you might get a multiplier on that business of, say, 3, which means the business is worth $1.5 million. If you could get the profit to $1 million, the multiplier might be a little bit more, it might be 3.5 or 4. Now your business is worth $4 million and you've got real value there, which you could harvest at some stage. And if you've got it set up really well, maybe it's got a management team, you can just keep taking the cash out of it. But it is an asset that you could realize, and most people don't actually plan for that. So think about your business as an investment, not just your job or a way that you make money. And yeah. So it's a mindset you bring to the business. And when you bring that mindset, you're going to operate differently with your business. So you'll look to hire the right people. You'll figure that actually it's not very valuable for me to be important in all aspects of my business.
Well, actually can detract from the value.
It does. And so what are the key people who I can put in my business who do all the work so that I'm not the key person? You know, the business can operate, make sales, make profit, grow without me having to be there. You know, maybe take a 6-week holiday and make sure the business can run without you. That's a pretty good test.
Yeah.
But that's a mindset you bring to your business as an investor. How can I harvest the value from it? So that's another. So not only have you got your shares, your property, you're actually investing in business as well, your own business, set it up for value creation, value harvesting.
Yeah, that's massive. And there are more advantages than just that. I mean, obviously, having a business, there are a lot of advantages that we can get in investing. So
there are. Yeah, there are. And this is a tricky area because I'm not a tax expert, and different areas have different tax systems. Like it's an absolute minefield, to be honest. But there's advantages in terms of how you structure yourself from a legal perspective, companies you use, trusts, etc., tax write-offs that you can generate. Plus, like for property, you think about, you know, the people, if you're listening, you're in some kind of construction-related business, most probably. And so you will have contacts and opportunities in property that other people may not have. And so that could give you a great way of actually getting a leg up. So that's something. Just be careful, though. Don't think investing is using your business to build property cheaply.
No.
Because that's going to stuff your business cash flow. So we've done podcasts on that as well. So you've got to be
really
careful.
That's actually undoing the step one of this podcast.
So be careful with that if you think you're going to do it all on the cheap, because you'll find your business runs out of cash when you're doing that. So there's no, you kind of rob Peter to pay Paul with that strategy. Mm. There's super funds, self-managed super funds in some parts of the world that, you know, you can use through your business, which are really effective, tax efficient. So those are situations where you definitely want to discuss it with your accountant, but there are a bunch of advantages of actually being a business owner. That you need to be aware of and can make a huge difference to the amount of tax you pay, the opportunities you have, particularly in property, to build assets.
Yeah, that's massive. And I suppose the question on everyone's lips is, how do we decide what to actually invest in?
Well, it's tricky, and there's no perfect answer. And I've struggled with this, and I still do. But you create a plan. And you create a plan, and you're like, well, my surplus income is X. And let's say your surplus income is, I don't know, you're doing well and it's $50,000 a month. And so you might decide, well, every month our plan is we're going to put $10,000 into shares, and you choose a share fund and you just put it in there religiously every month. And your plan is we're going to buy one commercial building every 3 years. That's our plan. And that's what we do. And we just keep doing that. And if you get more income, you can upsize the plan. So you want to plan and make some calls or what you're going to invest in every month, and you just do it. You do it on clockwork. That's super important. And you kind of set and forget rather than having to make decisions all the time. So you set a plan and you stick to it. And I think the thing about this is that having that investment strategy really helps with the business, because it gives you a reason to really push hard and work hard with the business. It gives your business a context. It's like, well, I'm doing this work in my business for a reason. And the reason is I'm growing these assets outside the business. And it kind of makes business a bit more fun as well.
Yeah.
So what I've found is when you really focus on this stuff, your investing helps the business thrive as well, because there's a bigger picture or a higher level thing that you're focusing on. And then really simple, it's about letting the power of compounding returns just work. Because what happens with wealth creation is you get started and you're like, well, this is really slow and I'm never going to get to where I want to get. You know, I'm saving $10,000 a month or $20,000 or whatever it is, or $50,000. That's going to take a long time to be meaningful. But the thing is, you've just got to let it run. Because every 7 years, if you invest at 10%, you double your money.
Mm.
It's nuts. Like, after 7 years investing at 10%, $100,000 will be $200,000. And then another 7 years, it'll be $400,000. Another 7 years, it'll be $800,000.
You know, compounding interest, the eighth wonder of the world, right?
It's incredible. And so you have to be really patient and just consistent. Because wealth creation really is, it's an attitude and a behavior. This is what people probably struggle with. You need to stick at it for a long time, and you just keep having the right attitude. I'm just going to keep investing, keep harvesting, keep investing, letting compounding interest do its work. And I guarantee you, if you do that, there'll be a period of time all of a sudden you're like, holy heck, what happened? This asset value has just taken off. That's what it does. And you're like, wow, how did this happen? And time will go by anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So just be patient. It'll go by pretty quickly, and you'll be 8, 10, 12 years down the track, and you're like, flipping heck, I see what he meant.
Yeah.
And the thing is, fear and greed and impatience, they actually destroy wealth. So you've got to be really patient and just stick to the system. I think that's the key thing.
Yeah. Stick to the system, I think, very important. And time is the magic ingredient.
Yeah, time is the magic ingredient. And as a business owner, the cool thing about being a business owner is, because we can get asymmetric returns on our income, we can actually shortcut that time challenge, because the employee or the wage earner, time is not their friend, because they can't leverage their time.
Mm.
But we can, because we can grow our profitability in our business. And so that's really, I guess, the big lesson from investing as a business owner, is that you have an advantage other people don't have. So make sure you use it. And it requires you to get really good at actually growing and running a business.
Yeah.
You'll thank yourself if you can, you know, earn an extra $200,000 or $300,000 from your business. It makes all the difference to your life. And the next thing is, you know, making $250,000, that's a good income. But as soon as you go above that, another $100,000, that's all cream. That's all extra money that you can spend or invest.
Yeah.
It's all discretionary income. And that's, so every bit above that makes an enormous difference because it's all going into the investing pot. Hmm. And you can really fly when you make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we've got some great points here, man. So should we land this plane?
Let's do it. Having a business gives you so much opportunity to build wealth, but it doesn't happen by accident. If you want the lifestyle freedom that comes from building wealth, you have to be really intentional. You have to create a plan and understand that you have some unique opportunities as a business owner. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you do have to get started. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
There's a silent killer of job efficiency and profitability that costs most tradies and contractors thousands and thousands of dollars every single year. Now, on top of that, this silent killer creates massive frustration for you and does massive damage to your team morale and culture. Tune into this episode where we dig into the importance of a strong job handover process and what you need to do to ensure your jobs run smoothly and profitably. Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.